And right now, I had my computer problems. Pat Pagano has his computer problems. Good morning there, Pat.
No, it's interesting. Good morning, Marshall. Good morning, everybody. What's interesting is that I've used Skype several times this morning before you, and then I go to click on your number, and I'm just hearing that Skype tone, bing, 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 and I'm saying, what's wrong? And it's just not letting me do anything. Won't let me even minimize Skype. Won't let me quit out of Skype. Nothing. So I had no choice but to reboot the computer, and as we speak, it is still rebooting. So let's talk about, as soon as it comes up, I'll let you know. Let's talk about the weather, which is just absolutely beautiful. Sunny today. We will be in the lower 70s. Clear tonight, mid-40s. Sunny and warm Wednesday, 80. Thursday, variably cloudy, maybe a shower. Upper 70s, and Friday, clouds and sun, mid 70s. Now, the preliminary outlook right now for the long holiday weekend. Saturday, it looks like showers should give way to a little bit of sun in the afternoon, and that would still be a warm day. Then Sunday looks to be cloudy with showers, and Monday, clouds and showers as well. So out of the 3 days, if we're going to get any decent amount of fair or dry weather, it should be Saturday afternoon.
All right. So now the Fall Festival runs Friday, Saturday, and Sunday. So Friday looks okay. Saturday looks warm and a little bit of rain in the morning, right?
Right. And that would be early morning. I'm thinking, you know, by 9 or 10 o'clock, that should be out of here.
All right. And Sunday looks like it might be cloudy with some showers.
Sunday showers, yeah. Unfortunately, not just afternoon, but they could actually start late Saturday night.
Well, that's okay. And what's the temperature going to be like on Sunday?
70s. It'll be in the 70s Sunday and Monday. So
okay.
It's a warm weekend. There's no doubt about that.
Here's what's good about that. The SWASA, Salisbury Winter Sports Association, Brewski Fest is on Sunday. And they have tents set up for everything. So if it's in the 70s and there's showers, that's not going to bother the beer tasters, I'll tell you that.
probably not. So that's a good thing. That's really a good thing.
And it looks like
I just don't think we're going to get like any kind of significant or heavy rain out of this. It's just going to be more pesty than anything else.
Well, that's good. So that means the Friday, Saturday, and Sunday looks okay for the different events in our area for this weekend, which is really, really nice. And Monday, even for those people that have the day off on Monday, looks okay too, right?
It sure does. And you know, before I tell you about this past weekend, this weekend is going to be a corker for me because Saturday I'm up. I have to go up to the lake and do reshoots. I come back Saturday night. Sunday, I have to go to Long Island for the surprise 90th birthday party. Then come back Sunday night and head back up Sunday night late. So that Monday, I will shoot a little bit more and then come back and get ready for Tuesday.
All right. Now, I just mentioned, by the way, tonight is the annual community vigil put on by Women Support Services, honoring those who have lost their lives with domestic violence and asking people to take a stand to end domestic violence. It's tonight at 5:30 at the White Hart in Salisbury. And the weather's going to be fine for that, too, right?
The weather should be absolutely fine for that. There's no doubt about it. So, I mean, basically, aside from some showers, we're doing just fine. Can you hear me?
Let me switch over now.
Okay.
Talk to me.
Okay, hello, Marshall.
I got you. We got you. Yeah.
Okay, good. All right. Took a while, but we got there.
It sounds like you're off mic, though.
Is that because of the Skype again?
Probably, yeah. But that's okay. But it still sounds better than the phone.
Tools. What do I go to? Options. Right?
Yeah, and
audio settings. It says here microphone webcam, right?
Yeah, that's what you want to click.
And
there you go.
How we doing, okay?
There you go, you're back. You're back.
There we go. You taught me that.
You're back in full fidelity.
Yes, you taught me that. Thank you for that. So now I'll tell you about the lovely weekend.
Yes.
Friday headed up there. We told the guy who's playing, I don't even know what his name is in the movie, but who's ever playing Nathan Lane, we told him, be sure you bring the gown. We had to go shoot the bedroom scenes at nearby town. Of course, we shoot all the bedroom scenes, and then when it's time to do the one scene with the gown, of course, he forgot it. So now we're making, not last weekend, but this weekend, we have to make a trip back there for a three-minute scene. I can't believe that. That's one. That's how it started. Then, Saturday morning, it was so cold up there. I put the propane gas fireplace on, and I thought I had it on thermostat 65, but I've had it on thermostat 85. So it started cooking during the night. Even Shirley got up out of bed and went for water. So I had to get up and turn it down. An hour and a half later, I fell out of bed backwards. I thought I was much closer in the bed, and I wasn't. I was at the end of the bed, and I fell out of bed backwards. I hurt my elbow. Okay, that's Saturday. And then on Sunday, I said, let me take Shirley for a little walk while I visit the outhouse. 8 a.m., 41 degrees. Yeah. And we go out, and we come back, and guess what, Marshall?
What?
I locked myself out.
No.
I had to wait until my friend Helen came with the key, who was up. She came at 9:45, 2 hours of sitting on a screened porch, fog over the lake, and freezing cold with Shirley on my lap.
Why don't you hide a key right there?
I will now. I made the key yesterday when I got back.
I mean, you couldn't even get the key to your car to sit in your car and be warm.
No, luckily, a friend had a drill, cordless drill, and I had to stand on top of the rowboat, which is on the side of the house, take off the screen, and I found a window in the kitchen that was open, not locked, and I was able to slide that up and get in that way.
Oh, man.
I tell you, folks, you may not see hear me on Monday, but don't think that Pat's having a three-day weekend and, you know, just sitting back in, you know, lap of luxury here, because he's not. No way.
It's funny that you say what had happened, because when I was talking with Mike, I said, I can't wait till Pat comes back on Tuesday, because I'm sure we're going to hear a litany of things that went wrong and things that happened bad, and maybe even possibly the murder of one of his cast members or director. I said,
really, I'm surprised that didn't happen. I just said to a couple of people over the weekend, I said, I know who will not be getting a major role next year.
That's right. Or a Christmas card.
Yeah. I mean, you know, Marshall, with anything that you do in life, whatever you put in, you get out of. Yeah. Okay? It's as simple as that. The less you put in, the less you get out. And that's the way I look at these people who volunteer for acting. If you're not going to study your lines, and you're not going to be conscientious about it, everybody will be able to tell. You'll see it on the. You'll see it when we show it. So, you know, you may be hurting the movie in the long run, but you're also hurting yourself. And that's the way I look at it. Is you're going to commit and do something, do it, or don't commit.
Absolutely. All right, there, Pat. You know, it was a bad news day yesterday. Absolutely
terrible.
All those people lost their lives in Las Vegas, and then Tom Petty passed away late yesterday afternoon.
Oh, I didn't hear that.
Yeah. 66 years old. 66. Heart failure. So, anyway, I don't want to have any more bad news today. We need a day off of bad news.
Well, good news.
Yeah.
Well, good news is it's going to be sunny in the low 70s.
All right, Pat. We'll speak to you tomorrow.
Okay. Bye, bye, Marshall.
Take care. Pat Pagano this morning in the Weather Center here on Robinhood Radio. And if you missed Pat live, it's always on demand, robinhoodradio.com.